Last month, Donald Trump suggested that violent movies and video games are the real cause of mass shootings. I'm hearing more and more people say the level of violence on video games is really shaping young people's thoughts, Trump mused. And then you go the further step, and that's the movies. Maybe they have to put a rating system for that. Of course, as J.F. Sargent noted on FAIR.org, we already have a movie rating system. Created by the Motion Picture Association of America, it is deeply flawed, punishing sex and specifically female pleasure over violence, and basically being much more squeamish about showing the consequences of violence than violence itself. But there's also a connection between movie gun sensationalism and gun enthusiasts' buying habits. In Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood's character threatens a criminal by giving him the sales pitch for his Magnum 44, calling it the most powerful handgun in the world. In fact, the Magnum was so powerful it wasn't selling. People found it too loud and too big to be practical. But once Dirty Harry came out, demand for the model tripled. This, Sargent explains, is Hollywood's relationship with the gun industry. When you put a gun on screen, people are going to want to buy it. And the NRA knows this. That's why, even while railing against irresponsible gun violence in movies, they maintain a Hollywood guns exhibit in their National Firearms Museum, where you'll find Dirty Harry's Magnum. Meanwhile, production companies have campaigned against gun control laws because they say they need to use real weapons for verisimilitude. So we have a rating system that rewards movies for making gun violence look fun, easy, and harmless, except to bad guys, and a gun industry that benefits from that mythology by selling more guns. Whether or not you think movie gun violence hurts people, it's clear who it helps. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.